Today's a really good day to relate the tale of the gift card gone broke. My son received a gift card as a present for Christmas a few years back. He spent part of the money and kept the gift card with the remaining money on it in his wallet. We rarely shop at that particular store, but some months later we did. We stopped by a customer service desk first to find out just how much was left on the gift card. The answer was zero, as in nothing. Sorry, the clerk informed us, but the gift card and the money on it had wasted away due to non-use. Unbeknownst to us, the store had charged my son some sort of fee each month he didn't use the card, and soon something short of $25 wasted away into nothingness. I know. That information about a service charge was probably someplace on the card or in the information that came with the card. But my husband and I are both lawyers, and not only did we not see it, we didn't expect that a kid's gift card could possibly lose all of its value over a period of a few months. Turns out that we're not alone in our obliviousness. Others must have complained way before we did, because some legislatures across the country have passed laws to try to get gift card issuers to become more accommodating. Illinois law, for example, mandates that gift certificates and gift cards that come with fees also come with clear and conspicuous language about those fees, including fees triggered by card inactivity. California makes it unlawful to sell a gift certificate or gift card with an expiration date or a service fee for dormancy, except under very limited circumstances, like a gift card with a value of $5 or less. But it's clear that this is an issue of consumer versus company, and so far at least, the companies appear to be winning when they go to court. Most cases brought by gift card giftees have just about as much oomph as their expired gift cards. One court found a gift card to be a bank product and therefore not subject to state gift card laws. Another sided with a store against a man who lost three small gift certificates, found them, and tried to use them 3 years later. The deeply ironic thing is that the courts note that the decisions seem to constitute an unfair windfall to retailers, and that both the unwary consumer and the unknowing gift giver deserve some sort of protection. Given those outcomes, consumer agencies recommend that we become aware about the restrictions on any gift cards we've been gifted this year so that they don't waste away. So today's a good day to relate the tale of the gift card gone bad. A Consumer Reports survey says that 23 million of us are waiting to spend gift cards we received during the holidays last year, as in December of 2005. That's $972 million that could be wasting or even wasted away, all from 12 months ago. I'm Amy Guy.